The Halton Regional Police Service, HRPS, have made another arrest related to auto theft after a traffic stop in Oakville. On February 25, 2025, at approximately 10:30 a.m. an officer of the HRPS conducted a traffic stop on an Audi sedan near Niagawa Boulevard and Gardenbrook Avenue in Oakville. During this stop, the officer saw suspicious items including balaclavas, gloves and tools. As a result of these findings, additional surveillance on the vehicle was conducted by the HRPS. Police saw the suspects drive the Audi sedan into Mississauga, where they eventually went to a hotel where the two male occupants picked up a Toyota Tundra that was reported stolen out of Toronto. The Tundra was then driven to a separate location by one of the men, while the second followed in the Audi. Once both men arrived at the second location, HRPS officers arrested both males. Luca Lacroix, 21, of St. Hubert, Quebec, has been charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000 and possession of break and enter instruments. Along with this case, Lacroix is also wanted by police in Quebec for breaching the conditions related to his release. Teddy Sannon, 22, of Montreal, Quebec, has also been charged with the same crime as Lacroix. Both of the accused were held in HRPS custody pending a bail hearing. The HRPS will continue to investigate this occurrence and additional charges could come. As I continue to watch our officers make many arrests of individuals with stolen vehicles, often from the province of Quebec, and tied to organized crime and exports at the Port of Montreal, it astonishes me that this continues to be an issue at the rate that it does, said Halton Regional Police Service Chief, Stephen Tanner. Far too many of our citizens have suffered from auto theft, home invasions and violence. Also, these individuals and organized crime groups could profit. Yet again, in this instance, I am forced to highlight the fact that one of the individuals arrested has been charged in the past for stolen vehicle offenses and is also wanted in the province of Quebec. Obviously, the profits of this crime outweigh any deterrence from our justice system. I continue to hope that the federal government will look at stricter laws around auto theft and the other offenses which put our frontline officers and citizens in harm's way. Thankfully, the province, the Ontario Provincial Police and many municipal police services have worked together to target this crime that continues to be an epidemic. Anyone who has information regarding this ongoing investigation is asked to contact the 2 District Criminal Investigations Bureau at 905-825-4777-2216.